Are you expressing gratefulness in podcasting? I'm going to share with you several things that I think you should think about and you might not have thought about before. Welcome to The Audacity to Podcast, episode 245. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Audacity to Podcast. Thank you. I do really mean that. I really appreciate your joining me for this episode of The Audacity to Podcast and every episode that you listen to. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and this is the award-winning how-to podcast about podcasting. It's where I give you the guts and teach you the tools to launch or improve your own podcast for sharing your passions and finding success. There is a holiday in many countries set aside, or a festival or an event or some specific time set aside for celebrating thankfulness and counting blessings. In America, we recently had Thanksgiving. Canada recently had Thanksgiving too. Their Thanksgiving is in October. And several other countries have traditions of giving thanks at certain times of the year. And I want to challenge you to express gratefulness in podcasting as well. And this goes all kinds of ways, in some ways that you might not have thought about, in expressing gratefulness with your podcast, through your podcast, and around podcasting itself. I know many people are releasing episodes or blog posts right now where they are saying what they're thankful for. And I've done things like that in the past where I've had episodes where I listed people or technologies or tools I'm thankful for in podcasting. And I am thankful for a lot of stuff right now. And even when stuff messes up, I can still be thankful for it because of all of the times it has worked really well for me. And when it can eventually work, as most things usually do end up eventually working out, I can be thankful that I still have the opportunity to work with the technology to do something amazing, reach a global audience. Right now, you wouldn't be hearing my voice if it wasn't for this podcast, wherever you are. So gratefulness, I think, is a very important part of podcasting and a part of being human in podcasting. So I want to share with you several things to think about, several areas in which you should be grateful, and things for which you could be grateful, and people for which you could be grateful. First, think about this. Gratefulness is actually bigger than thankfulness. That's why I'm saying more than being thankful for these things or expressing thankfulness. Being thankful is merely feeling or expressing gratitude. For example, you're thankful when the waitress refills your drink, or you're thankful when the store associate helps you find an item, something like that, where you're just saying, thanks. You're thankful when someone opens the door for you or holds it open for you. You're thankful for stuff like that. You're simply saying, thanks. That's thankfulness. Gratefulness is much deeper than that. Gratefulness is you're ascribing much more worth to that thing that you're receiving. It's a much deeper appreciation, and you often recognize that someone has gone to extra lengths in order to give you that thing. Think about it like this. Being thankful is saying thanks. Being grateful is going to greater lengths to show your appreciation. It's more than simply saying thank you. So here are several things I would challenge you to think about and be grateful for and express your gratefulness. Show it, demonstrate it, and I'd love for you to add to this list. So if you'd like to follow along in the show notes, they're at theaudacitytopodcast.com/gratefulness. First, grateful for your audience. Does your audience truly feel appreciated? I know this is one of those ones that we all assume, yeah, I should say thank you to my audience. I should thank them for these kinds of things. And there are certain ways that you express gratefulness by simply respecting your audience. You respect them by not wasting their time, by giving them your best effort. And not even best effort, just giving them your best. Forget the whole effort thing. There is no try, only do. And that was a horrible Yoda impression, but that's staying in there. But you also give them your respect by consistently delivering on your promises to be there every week or every day or however frequently it is that you do it, to bring content to them that you think they'll be interested in and that you have worked hard to bring them. But how often do you really show your appreciation for your audience in not only words, but also in actions? As you probably have noticed, and I emphasized it more in this episode, I like to start every podcast episode with a thanks. And I like to end every podcast episode with a thanks too. So I'm capping it with thank you for joining us, or thank you for joining me, or thank you for listening. And at the end, it's thank you for listening. I want gratefulness to be among the last things that come out of my mouth in the podcast, as well as one of the first things that comes out of my mouth in the podcast. That's one simple way. How often do you remember to say thank you for listening? You can get creative with that. I like what John Wilkerson has said for many, many years. His podcast, Jesus Geek, was one of the first podcasts I listened to. And even back then, he said, thanks for sticking me in your ear. And it was always a little thing that put a smile on my face. And I thought, that's a cute way of putting it. Because yeah, we're sticking the podcast, we're sticking that person in their ear, listening to them. Many times now with mobile devices, in places where we wouldn't welcome other conversations, or other conversations would be just downright impossible. So you can come up with some creative ways to express your thankfulness. And whenever you interact with your audience through your podcast, on Twitter, in email, in communities, even if they're not your audience, always show your gratefulness by treating them with respect and thanking them for things. Sometimes, even if it's a long email that you don't have a chance to respond to, it goes a long way to simply reply and say, thank you. I really appreciated your email. That's something I'm trying to get back into the habit of doing, is simply expressing a thanks when I'm unable to reply, but acknowledging I received the feedback and thanking them for it. So be grateful for your audience. Also be grateful for your guests and co-hosts. If you're not podcasting alone, then someone else is putting effort into participating with you in the podcast. And regardless of how much of the burden you share or you carry yourself, ensure that your fellow participants know how much you truly value their contributions. And you need to recognize their contributions and value them. It can be very easy for us to take our co-hosts or our guests for advantage and expect certain things out of them, thinking, oh, it's their job, they should show up for this and all of that. But you need to be grateful and express that. Be grateful for your mentors. I think that no one can reach success without learning from others in some way. That education could be direct, but it also could be indirect. But however it's learned, I think that it is vital to success to be mentored by someone. Your mentors could be someone that you've hired to help you, like maybe I've helped you launch or improve your podcast. Maybe it's someone you've benefited from in getting free information and training from them, like my podcast or someone else's podcast, someone's blog post, a book, maybe an ebook, whatever it is, a video on YouTube, anything like that. Or maybe it's simply someone who inspired you to do something greater. Tell them how much you appreciate their help, even if you've already paid them. Dollar bills don't say thank you as well as a thank you does. But dollar bills do also help with that thankfulness. So don't think you can get by simply saying thank you and not paying, because people are worth their prices. But for those people who have helped you in some way and mentored you directly or indirectly, consider how you can show your gratefulness to them. Maybe it's giving them a testimonial, maybe sending them a note of thanks, maybe sending other people their way or saying nice things about them in public. Be grateful for your mentors. Also be grateful for your subscriptions. Have you taken the time to express gratefulness to the podcasts that you enjoy? The simplest way to do this, and this is often the way that we think of by default, is to write a review for that podcast. And that is certainly a great thing to do. Written reviews are public expressions of what you like about the podcast and your endorsement of the podcast. And that is great and it helps, but really what you can do that helps much more than writing a review for a podcast is to tell other people about the podcasts that you like. Maybe you blog about that specific podcast you like, or you blog about all of the podcasts you listen to. Maybe you tweet about the podcast or tweet the latest episodes, share them on Facebook or Reddit. You become an ambassador for that podcast and share it out to as many people as you can. Maybe you recommend the podcast to others when it's relevant and in context of the conversations and many other things like that, where you're expressing your gratefulness by giving back to that podcast that you enjoy. In fact, think about everything you want your audience to do for you and pay that forward or pay it in advance to the podcast that you subscribe to. Do you want your audience to donate to you? How about you consider donating to someone else's podcast? Do you want your audience to write a review for you? Write a review for the podcast you listen to. Do you want your audience to tell others about your podcast? How about you set the example and you tell others about the podcast that you listen to or that you watch? Be grateful for your subscriptions. Be grateful for your supporters. It's easy to thank the people who give you money. Yes, that's certainly true. But I think that you probably also receive support from many other places. Maybe it's people sending you great feedback. Maybe you have volunteers for parts of your podcast helping you with things. Or there may be people who have become those ambassadors for your podcast and they consistently tweet everything that you publish. Joshua Rivers and Harry Duran are great at this with my own content. I don't know if they do this with everyone else, but Joshua and Harry have both set up their Twitter accounts with If This Then That to automatically look at my RSS feed and anything that I publish on my own website, their personal Twitter accounts automatically tweet that out. For one thing, that shows a lot of trust. I really appreciate that. But also, I'm very grateful for that. So Joshua and Harry, thank you very much for trusting me with your Twitter followers, basically. I could put something on my blog post to say, oh, why you should never listen to podcast junkies or something like that. And it would look horrible to tweet it out. But I try to not abuse that trust at all. And I'm very grateful for that trust. I'm grateful for every support that I've received from many people, feedback, deal suggestions that since the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales shopping event has come and gone. A lot of people sent me deals and said, hey, did you notice this one? And no, I hadn't. So it's a great thing that I can then share with my audience. You have many supporters for your podcast. It's not only the people who give you money. So be grateful for your supporters. Be grateful for your cheerleaders. Look outside of your podcast. Who is cheering you on? Is it friends or family? Who's enabling you or equipping you to do what you love? And do they know how much that actually means to you? Consider, for example, your spouse who sacrifices quality time with you in order to let you pursue your passions. Have you told them how grateful you are? Or think about this, and this is a great way of winning bonus points with your spouse. Have you told others how grateful you are for the support and cheerleading you receive from your spouse? I am very grateful for my wife, Jenny, and she is a tremendous cheerleader for me. Really, I'm not so sure. I don't think I would be in business and self-employed at all today if it wasn't for her cheerleading, because she was the one who challenged me to set a goal to launch my own business and resign from my previous job. Even though it was a great job, I just knew it was time to move on. She really challenged me. She understood me. She was a cheerleader for me. She continues to be a cheerleader for me. On the day that I launched Podcaster Society, which has been my biggest launch since ever, and it's probably the biggest thing I'm doing now and will be doing for many, many years to come. On the day I launched Podcaster Society, she was, in a sense, literally my cheerleader in my office with me. And every time I got a new sign up, I'd tell her and she'd tweet it out, cheering me on. And she would just do a little yay cheer for me right there while she was sitting waiting to hear. And she was really supporting me. I don't know where I would be without her support. So I am deeply grateful for the cheerleadership of my wife. And you probably have cheerleaders in your life too. Maybe it's not your spouse. Maybe it's not your family. Maybe there are struggles there with that. But look for your cheerleaders and be grateful for them. And you know what? If you want cheerleaders, maybe you should be a cheerleader for someone else too. Maybe you should be the cheerleader for your spouse in whatever they're doing instead of expecting them to be a cheerleader for you. And it's okay if you're a guy, you can be a cheerleader too. That's perfectly okay there. So be grateful for your cheerleaders. Next, be grateful for your tools. Do you use podcasting tools that you like? There are a lot of tools that I like just off the top of my head now. Stuff like Blab, enabling awesome live streaming tools, or my iPhone, which has enabled me to consume content. The Overcast app, which is now free, best podcast app, I think, on iOS. I really like that app and enables me to consume my podcast in a more convenient, more faster way, even because of stuff like Smart Speed and the voice boost and stuff like that. My microphones, my mixer, my equipment, the people who are working with me, they're not tools though, they're people. All of these resources and apps that do all of this stuff for me that I don't have to think about. I simply press a button here or there and something happens, or I switch something on, I move something around, and amazing magic happens behind the scenes. I'm very grateful for these tools. And I would challenge you to put your gratefulness in action. That's what makes it gratefulness, really. It's taking it from thankfulness into active gratefulness. So consider writing a review for those apps or plugins or tools, sending testimonials for those things. If it's free software like Audacity, how many of us are using Audacity or have used Audacity? Donate to that. Or maybe it's a free plugin that you absolutely love on your website. Donate, support continued development of that. Or consider paying for upgrades. Like PrettyLink Lite is a great plugin. It's one of my favorite plugins for podcasting. But I totally think that PrettyLink Pro is worth the upgrade. And I was so grateful for PrettyLink Lite when I upgraded to PrettyLink Pro. Wow, this is even better. I'm glad I paid the money for that because it was a way of expressing my gratefulness for that. Or Afonic, I upgraded to that, to the commercial version of Afonic, which isn't cheap, but I knew that I needed to stay in the commercial version and be honest about that. And I was glad to pay for that. When you have this mentality of abundance instead of scarcity, it's not so much a matter of, oh, how am I going to be able to afford to pay for that thing? It's when can I have the privilege of paying this person back in some tiny aspect for how much they have helped me. Maybe you should also promote the products or services that you use, even if you're not an affiliate. In fact, don't let whether you're an affiliate of that product or service influence whether you promote them. If you like the product or service, promote it. Yeah, sure, check if there's an affiliate program. It's fine if you can benefit from that promotion. But express your gratefulness for those tools. And I think the developers and creators of those tools will be extremely grateful for your expressions of gratefulness. Also, be grateful, this one's hard, for your critics. Yes, it's very hard to be grateful for those people who don't like us or something that we do. But it is a big sign of maturity when you can look your critic in the eye, and sometimes that might be metaphorically, but you can speak to them directly and sincerely and express genuine gratitude for their criticism. This isn't a thing of saying, oh, thanks for the backhanded compliment, or oh, thanks for ruining my day. No, genuinely grateful to say thank you. Just consider this. That person who left that scathing review for you in iTunes, they took time out of their day to create an iTunes account, maybe, even if it's a fake iTunes account, but they took time out of their day to go and write something that mattered to them. So the least that you could do is respect that and recognize, well, it took you some time to do that. You were very honest in that, and I am grateful for your honesty. I really appreciate that you felt I was approachable enough to share that criticism with me in front of other people too. I can appreciate that. When you express that kind of gratefulness or something similar, it can even be disarming. But that shouldn't be your focus though, is I'm going to express sincere gratefulness in order to disarm my opponents. No, don't look at it like that. But yes, criticism can hurt. And I've seen iTunes reviews that have been full of hate, jealousy, and disgust, and much more. Attacks, personal attacks, bogus complaints, and all kinds of weird things, accusations, false accusations. So sometimes, and do be prepared for this, your gratefulness may need to come from behind tears, but it could still be genuine gratefulness. Building a heart of gratefulness not only helps others, but it's one of those things that also helps you because it can help change your perspective. I know at the beginning, it may be difficult to be grateful for your critics or grateful for all these things, or it may feel a little bit forced, like if you watch the movie Hancock with Will Smith, where he has to work so hard to put up his thumb and say, good job. I know it can be a struggle starting out, but when you can build a lifestyle of gratefulness, all kinds of things can change for you. All right, just think about your impression of other people. Do you like being around grateful people? Probably. Do you like being around people who never say thank you? Well, it might not have come to your mind, but when you think about those people who are genuinely grateful, not just saying thanks, but are going out of their way to express gratefulness, I think those people make a more lasting impression on you, and you have that opportunity to make a lasting impression on others by living a lifestyle of gratefulness. So be grateful for your audience. Be grateful for your guests and co-hosts. Be grateful for your mentors. Be grateful for your subscriptions. Be grateful for your supporters. Be grateful for your cheerleaders. Be grateful for your tools. Be grateful for your critics. What else are you grateful for? I would love for you to comment in the show notes for this episode at theaudacitytopodcast.com/gratefulness and tell me maybe some specifics. Who are you grateful for? Or what tools are you grateful for? Or what are some other areas in which you should express gratefulness or are expressing gratefulness? Please comment there on the show notes for episode 245 at theaudacitytopodcast.com/gratefulness. Some people I'm very grateful for are those who left some very kind and honest reviews for me in iTunes. I have 4 people to thank for this episode. Wow, thanks a lot for 4 reviews. Zabimos from Poland said, very useful knowledge for the start of podcasting. Amar V from India said, Daniel is a fantastic host, gives loads of useful information, and for a soon-to-be podcaster like me, his show has been a great resource. Tim from Kentucky said, this podcaster really cares about his audience and wants them to have success. And Ben Garcia from the United States said, your personality is very sincere and you come across as someone who genuinely wants to add value to others without trying to make a fortune off your subscribers, unlike others out there. I'm in the process of starting my own podcast and you have given me some of the guts to do that. Well, thank you very much for these kind reviews. I do really appreciate them, and they do help other people find the podcast a little bit. The best way you can really support this podcast or any other podcast that you appreciate is tell other people about the podcast and also write a review for them in iTunes, Stitcher, Pod Directory, any app like that, that you can write reviews for your podcast. And if you want to get your own written reviews sent to you automatically, checked from all of the international podcast stores available out there, because every iTunes store has its own listing of reviews. Get all of those reviews sent to you automatically by signing up for My Podcast Reviews over at mypodcastreviews.com. There is a free plan over there with limited features and premium plans with all of the great features of My Podcast Reviews. That's at mypodcastreviews.com. Podcaster Society recently had a big relaunch and last pre-launch opening. And thank you very much to all of the new members of Podcaster Society. Podcaster Society won't reopen again until 2016. There are some things I want to do to improve it and add many more video tutorials in there. Like a video that's coming out very soon is how to use CamTwist, how to work with multiple webcams, how to use a mixer, and much more. If you're interested in joining the waiting list to find out when Podcaster Society is open for registration again, then go to podcasterssociety.com. Please remember to express gratefulness, and you don't need a specific time of year to do this. You can do this any time of the year. I know around Thanksgiving or whatever your country's observation of thankfulness is a great time to do this, but live a lifestyle of this, thanking people and expressing genuine gratefulness all year long, all life long. Please comment on the show notes and share this episode by going to theaudacitypodcast.com/gratefulness. If you need any help with your podcasting, or if you have anything that you'd like me to cover in a future episode of The Audacity to Podcast, then please contact me through the website at theaudacitytopodcast.com. I'd love to work with you, help you fix a problem, help you start your podcast, anything like that. Now that I've given you some of the guts and taught you some of the tools, it's time for you to go launch or improve your own podcast for sharing your passions, finding success, and showing some genuine gratefulness. I'm Daniel J. Lewis from theaudacitytopodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for being part of this community. I do truly appreciate it. And thanks for listening. The Audacity to Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. The Audacity to Podcast is also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more at techpodcast.com and watch for our upcoming live coverage of CES 2016 at tpn.tv.